Today we are back on our A5 family European adventure, and I am talking Paris.
Hey everyone, and happy Friday! Welcome to the weekly mom moment. Something short and sweet pertaining to parenthood. The good, the bad, and the motherhood. Weekly, I will bring you a little bit of my world as a mother of three. Two teens and a tween. I hope to bring reality, humor, and hope in the fact that us parents are not alone in navigating the daily life in raising humans. Currently, I am navigating hormones, mental health, boyfriends, girlfriends, hopes, dreams, and let's not forget about sex. Yep, somehow our kids talk a little bit more than I ever did about all the things to my parents, but I am here for it, even if it means being comfortably uncomfortable. So let's go. Thanks for showing up. Time to get real on this journey called parenthood.
Hey, it's your host, Brittany, and welcome to the Mom Sweat Sanity Podcast, where we talk all things life, health, fitness, kids, relationships, you name it, nothing is off the table. A little bit of just me and a whole lot of knowledgeable guests. So throw on your Lulus to run or to mom, grab yourself a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and join us as we unpack life's pressing topics and learn a little bit more of the who, what, whys of it all. Or at the very least, get real, share some wisdom, and grab practical tips to help in our daily lives. Okay, to Paris with love. Welcome back to the Mom Sweat Sanity Podcast today. Today we are back on our A5 family European adventure, and I am talking Paris. So I did do a podcast a while ago. My husband and I went to Paris in the fall as a 40th birthday gift for me. And we hadn't been there since we had been engaged 18 years prior. So being able to be in Paris twice in the course of a year, like under a year, was amazing. It still has my heart. It was a fantastic trip, and it was so much fun to be able to be in a place that I love with my kids and my family. And we had a lot of memories, a lot of fun. And so for this, we stayed at the Bristol, which was a fantastic experience, right in the heart of shopping, if you like it. it was awesome. The service at the Bristol was great. I would say the rooms, although they were a great size, they could definitely use a little extra love, but the Bristol itself everywhere else was fantastic. The gym, I'm a big gym goer and I love a good gym in a hotel. It was really hard on our trip to find and highlight some good gyms. Back to my previous podcast of London, London had a really good gym. It was also a part of a gym like membership. People, locals could come and be a member there. So it was a good gym. Paris, the Bristol, very small gym, not a good gym. So if you're looking for a good workout and this is one of your criteria, I would pass on the Bristol. When we went in the fall, we stayed at Georges V, Four Seasons, and it was fantastic. Their gym, I still think is like my favorite gym after being on this trip also. So it was awesome. So back to Paris now. We had a few different rooms for all of us, which was great. And again, the location was super central. It was quite busy, and it was really interesting to just watch the sea of paparazzi that would line up for us every day, just kidding, to line up for all the different people that stayed in our hotel. We had rumors of who they were, and then there were some diplomats there at the same time. So it was, you know, on lockdown. It was pretty crazy. So we did lots of shopping and walking around. The kids enjoyed going into, you know, like Valentino and throwing on some like 5-foot platforms just for the heck of it. But the walking around, the wandering, the sitting in cafes and having some coffee or a drink and just watching the world go by is one of my favorite things about the city, and being able to just like slow down your pace a little bit. I did some amazing runs there and would go down the River Seine and past the Louvre and through the Tuileries, and oh, just that morning time when the city is still quiet was so fun. On the last morning, my husband came with me, and it was so funny. We ended up running past a triathlon, which I feel like to me just has extra meaning. And it's like, okay, get your ass back in gear and get out there. But it was a beautiful morning to run. One day we did have a little bit of rain, and that's the day we ended up driving up to Sacré-Cœur and Montmartre, and it was fun to walk around to see the church. And then we had a little lunch, at just the main part in Montmartre there, the main like thoroughfare, so to speak, which was great because it was nice to be able to watch people and again just watch the world go by. So I feel like so much of life in Paris, in Europe, is being able to do that and to being able to slow down. So that was fun. It was supposed to be like an all-day car tour, but there was an epic fail on that side because we were in two cars because there were so many of us. We were still with my in-laws on this part of the trip, and we had to be in two cars, but the tour guide was only in one car. And she's the one speaking of all these places that we're driving past. And so, needless to say, all of us in the other car were like, where are we going and what are we doing? So, the minute we were able to get out at Sacré-Cœur, we were all so happy to be out moving around and just like seeing again. So, that was fantastic. After that, we ended up going down to Galerie Lafayette. And if you have not been into Galerie Lafayette, make it a priority. There, it's a huge shopping zone, but the women's one is just absolutely stunning. Just walk into the middle and look up. It is incredible. And then right across the street is a full department store for men, all different price points, from, all the designers. And then actually there's a thrift shop in Galerie Lafayette also for the women, like everything. It's epic. It was amazing. Then we treated my in-laws one night to dinner at Giraffe, which is like by the Eiffel Tower, where their deck is just stunning. You have to book this. I think for dinner, it opens like a week prior, and for lunch, it's 2 weeks prior or something like that. Like you have to get on reservations because that's literally the only way that you're going to get into it. But just the views are stunning. So we got there before sunset, started dinner, the sun started getting darker, the Eiffel Tower lit up. It was amazing. Not only is the view amazing there, but like the food is incredible. Seafood, like everything, it awesome. We went there in the fall, and that's how we discovered this place, and we knew we had to take everyone back there. So it was an awesome experience. The next day, we ended up going on a boat cruise of the Seine River. It was a really nice boat, lots of space for all of us. It was a very hot day that day, so we were all dying a little bit, but it was great, beautiful to see the river, or all the sights at least from the river's perspective. It was a very like higher, I guess, higher end cruise. It was just us seven on it, but full on like almost Michelin type of style lunch. And to be honest, like none of us were really excited about the food overall, especially the kids. So I would probably pass on that one. In the fall, Ryan and I went on a more like the Venetian type of boats. I am going blank on the name of it right now, but it was awesome. The drive, it was smaller, more intimate. We didn't have food on it. We had champagne, and the driver like told us everything about the sights. So that was a big fail about, I would say, on this recent cruise because no one told us anything. And actually they spoke very little English. But the one prior, it was just the two of us, and it just felt like very romantic, obviously, totally two different settings. The views don't change. They are stunning. Definitely get yourself onto a river cruise in Paris for sure. We've been told to avoid bateau mouche because they microwave their food. So if you're going to go on a meal boat, then apparently that's what all the locals say. Avoid that one. I would definitely just maybe do a champagne type of toasting cruise or something like that. So that was a fun adventure. Everyone enjoyed that. And then afterwards, we ripped over to a location where we had pre-planned flightography. And we had a flightographer take a whole bunch of pictures of all of us as a family, as just the kids, of my in-laws, of them with the kids, all of us. It was fun, and it was a really great way. This was our last full day together on this trip. It was a really great way to end such an amazing time together and document it. So, yeah, highly recommended. I have used Flightographer in other cities before too. If you've never used them before, I highly recommend it. You don't need to, try and find the best photographer in the city. This way, they actually, there's so many options and for reasonably priced, and they have great photos. So, super impressed with this. The next day, my in-laws left, and so we began our A5 family European adventure, officially just the five of us. We had Eiffel Tower tickets this night or this day, and so we went and did that. We went up to the top. We went to the very top, which was awesome. It is, even when you're just at that middle platform, you don't realize how high it is until you're there, and then you're like, holy, we're going all the way up. It was really cool to see all the way up, and I would highly recommend at least doing it once, but it was so busy, and then waiting for the elevator to come down was busy too. So obviously, just depending on what time of year you're going, sometimes you're going to be busier than others. We showed the kids where we got engaged beside the Eiffel Tower. The girls loved it because there were so many knockoffs for sale, getting their Dior purses and all this kind of stuff. So it was a fun adventure. Paris always has my heart. There's always things to do. There's always things to see. There's so much food, so much diversity. It was awesome. We all had a really great time. And yeah, I would highly recommend doing the Eiffel Tower. In the past, like years ago, we did the big bus tour, and that's a really great way to see things and hop on and off too. There were a few different things I think if we had a bit more time there that we would have done, like maybe gone and seen like a cabaret, just doing a few different things. Notre Dame is still under obviously construction, but we could see it from the Seine, so we did that instead of going in. We walked around the Louvre. The kids, honestly, this time didn't even have a desire to go in it. So we didn't. We were all obviously also like high tourist time. So like everything was just busy. And I think after 2 weeks of busy, their minds were a bit done at the same time. So we did lots of other fun things. And yeah, it was just a great time. I always would suggest going to Paris, even just a few days. Just go see it, just wander around. Make some plans, have some amazing dinners, have some coffee, and watch the people. We ended up taking the train from Paris down to Provence, and that's where we started the next leg of our trip, which I'll update on next podcast. We went out of the Gare de Lyon train station, which was beautiful also. Just the architecture, the life, like everything over there. It's just so old. We don't have that here at like at all. It's everywhere. If you look, there's just beauty. Anyways, thanks for listening. There's my quick update today, and see you again soon.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for tuning in today. As a mom of three, an endurance sport junkie, and an accountability coach, I get what overwhelm and feelings of high expectation can feel like. By getting crystal clear on tangible goals, I will work with you to create personalized action steps with unwavering accountability to ensure you hit your goals. If this sounds like something you're interested in, reach out to me at MomSweatSanity on Instagram or MomSweatSanity.com for your free exploration call. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to share it. See you next week. You can find me on Instagram at MomSweatSanity.